right, you're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm Lucy Melman. I am your host for the next hour. This is Naive Melodies. I am joined by my friend from high school right now in the studio, Brooklyn. Hey, Brooklyn, but your mic's not on, or you don't have a mic by you. I'll move one towards you later. We may be joined by somebody else in the studio. I've trained people. I might be doing a makeup training today. We'll see if that person, is here. I'll go check out again and see if they've showed up. But yeah, we might be joined by another person. If not, then we won't be. I don't really know what the, hold on. Well, I'm trying to think of what I want to play here first. Usually I create some kind of set list. Today, I kind of forgot that I was doing my show because I usually, punctuate it with, I have class on Monday, and I also have my radio show on Monday, but it's felt like a Sunday, so I haven't, gone it through my head that I have, a radio show today, but I'm on air, so I guess clearly I do. This first song that I'm going to play is a song I played. I did a makeup training for someone on Friday. I played this song then. I'm playing it again, because I didn't technically play it on my show. I played it on someone else's show. So this is Cleo Soul, When I'm in Your Arms.
Keep me safe in your arms.
So that was When I'm in Your Arms by Cleo Soul. And now, Brooklyn.
Hello.
You look petrified right now.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, like, no one... There's, like, not that many people listening.
Okay, hello.
So it's, like, okay. like, don't sweat it.
I'm not.
This is not, like
I
not,
just don't have anything to say.
But, like, if you had to.
If I had to say something?
Yeah. Think about just, like, something. If you, like, had to fill space. Imagine this. So you're at a party, and you're meeting all these people, but you have nothing to talk about. Like, how do you fill that?
How do I fill that space?
Yeah.
That's something I'm not good at.
Like, what's your go-to, like, small talk?
My go-to small talk? It's like, oh, God. I'm really bad at small talk.
Okay. Also, remember, you can't swear on air. So, if it involves swearing, don't say it.
Well, thank you for reminding me, but I wasn't, I wasn't going to intentionally swear.
Okay. Well, also, don't do it unintentionally.
I won't.
Okay. Sweet. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Go on.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I mean, you always start with the... What's your name?
Oh, that's a classic one.
Like, major, what year are you?
How are you liking? Here's what I've been asking a lot since I've come back to campus. Mm-hmm. Is like, oh, how's your semester been so far?
Yeah.
I ask that one a lot. I also get that one a lot.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a terrible question because like,
I don't mind that
what
question.
What am I going
also,
to say?
Also, you almost just swore.
I know. I caught that's, myself. Yeah,
like so barely though that you catch yourself. No, I don't know. I think it's a good one. And I feel like I've gotten my answer down, but I've made it sound...
What's your answer then?
It also involves arm motions.
Okay.
So picture me, like, kind of making a V shape with my arm. Do you see what... Brooklyn sees what I'm doing.
Yes, I see.
It's kind of like I'm widening my arms.
It doesn't
look
like a V shape. It looks more like a U.
Like a U, but do you see...
That's, like, parallel to the floor.
Okay, so U parallel to the ground. And I talk, and I kind of make a grabby motion, too. I'm like...
Yeah.
Basically... And it's true. The thing that I think about this semester is I feel like there's so much good stuff going on, mm-hmm. like... But it's really hard to consolidate all into one place. So now I'm kind of making like an O with my arms. I'm kind of mm-hmm. trying to, as if I'm trying to hug everything together. Mm-hmm. That's the motion I make to really get the point down is like...
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's just like, basically, I think that there's like a lot of people who I love, but like, it's hard to like see people when everyone like lives in different houses
yeah,
off campus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a lot of activities and clubs I like, but like at this point, it's kind of like you commit to a couple deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So I like have that going on. Like,
yeah.
Trying to figure out how to see people I love and do things I like want to do before like going off next semester.
Yeah.
Or like, okay, like, you know, what do I like? I'm a junior, like, which is so awful.
It's so terrible. I absolutely despise
it. Yeah, but it's like, what do I also want to try for the first time? Like, I'm doing TDC, like Tufts Dance Collective for the first time.
Which is, I've heard about, and
it's
seems
sweet,
very cool.
Right?
I wish
but
my
also,
university
like,
had that.
Like, you knew me in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, would you have ever imagined
you would
me?
Have never done anything like that.
Exactly, right? Like,
yeah.
That's very adverse to Lucy
never.
Holmes. Okay, well, like...
you never would.
At least not at our school.
Not at our school.
Brooklyn and I are from Orange County, California, which
way to
means...
expose us.
Which, what?
I said, way to expose us.
Yeah, well, like, which means nothing to a lot of people, but it means way too much to
people who know what it is. Yeah.
It's like not good.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah. It's the equivalent. Someone was like, oh, like, do you not know what Westchester, New York is? And I was like, not really. And then people in New York were like, oh, like Westchester has its own reputation. It's not quite as bad. Like reputation. I mean, their reputation is like maybe like a kind of wealthy, like super white area. And I was like, well, we have that, but only then like with like hate crimes
yeah.
that like happen quite often there and mm-hmm. like super, super awful. Stuff going
mm-hmm.
That's where we're from.
Yeah.
I also think but I did like the local music scene in Orange County. We had a good lot.
I did not get into it, but
okay.
I trust your judgment.
Yeah. Well, this song is not from a band that's local. I was gonna play Ridgeway, which is a band I saw quite a bit in high school mm-hmm. that was like a local band. I think I'm gonna play Vacations instead, Home, and I'll tell you why. This is, it's literally just a conversation with us, but we feel like we're, like, podcasting or important.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like
this is how, like, podcasters
yeah.
feel.
It's kind of fun.
They think that they're, like, really important in
and
their
very
conversations.
Cool,
yeah,
but we're entirely irrelevant.
Exactly. Okay. So, do you remember when we did Trident Tracklist for the zine? Brooklyn
yes.
and I were both journalism. I only did it for 1 year. We had the most
and
incredible
And I did it for all
yeah.
4 years of high school.
Exactly. And we had the best journalism teacher ever.
And normally we have a senior issue where...
Yeah.
It's all about the seniors and like superlatives and all that kind of stuff. But because of COVID, that couldn't happen.
We didn't
so
do
we
it.
Made a mini magazine.
We made a zine, yeah.
Called a zine.
Yeah, we made a zine. It was really cool. And like then distributed it to the entire senior class. I'm actually really proud of that. I never think about that, but that was actually really cool that we did that.
Yeah.
And the
it
zine
was.
Came out sick. Like mostly shout out to Sammy Parati for that,
mm-hmm.
who's probably not listening, but I love her anyways. But we did Trident Tracklist, which we had people send in
their like the song of the year, songs, whatever and, like, they thought represented
like 2020.
There were some weird and songs
Luke,
on there.
There were weird ones. You know who had a fantastic choice?
Mm.
Luke Miramati.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Like, yeah.
I don't know what his music is.
I mean, he's not
like,
listening. But
well, obviously.
He had the choice of Vacations, Home by Vacations. And I listened to this song so much over quarantine as a result of him entering this into the Google form. So I'm going to play it. Maybe this is an ode to Luke Miramati. I really think it's more so an ode to the senior zine, I'm going
to
say.
Ode to Trident.
Ode to Trident. Trident was our magazine. We were the Sea Kings. Mm-hmm. That was our mascot as a little beach town in Southern California. Okay, this is Home by Vacations. Alright, so that was Home by Vacations. I asked Brooklyn if she wanted to talk. She said no.
I could say hello.
Okay.
Again. Hello.
Okay. I am going to play one song, and I'm going to go get the person who's training because we're late. That's okay. No, I'm kidding. It's fun. And then I'll probably switch them over and let them play a couple songs and practice their stuff, and then I'll, you know, kind of let them go off back into the world. But this next song is Where I'm From, in case you were curious. We're from Orange County, California. I'm sorry. It's just so silly to me. I try to suppress it usually. Where I'm From by Digable Planets. Hope everyone enjoys.
Boogie jiving rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, a mod play with Izzy where I'm from. Where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack where I'm from. Nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoon tied to you, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair, G where I'm from. The fire hoses blow, it's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hit the ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from?
Those new people start getting so interested in black folks.
Never. Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most asked by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Venus acts a fool at the square, right?
Yeah.
Doctor's engineer in a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and live to grass hop. Duck out from the fuzz that sweat the hip-hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach bed. Butterfix or relics, we say, those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set, for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussin' caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip-hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Alright, that was Where I'm From by Diggable Planets. This next song is going to be Polar Opposites by Modest Mouse. This will be my last song for a second. I'm going to have Candace come in and play some music. So this is Polar Opposites by Modest Mouse.
I'm trying to drink. you can't help but to be yourself around me, yourself around me. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be, I'll let you be. It's the way you wear your emotions on both of your sleeves, to the face you make when I tell you.
Because you've paused it, it's okay. So now okay. You're on air right now, so feel free to introduce yourself or whatever.
Hi, this is Candace. I'm new here. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you turn it off.
It's Fox, man. I'm just saying. I was talking to the girls, you know, and we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to this girl. She was talking about the music all fast in the club. You know, she got to drink water because she's thirsty. She done danced like 9,200 songs back to back, but ain't nobody, you know, really try to find out what she feeling, like how she feel. You know what she told me?
Are you gonna
check it out. This is what she said. She said, oh, she said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party on right. She says she wants some ready for the world, some new addition, some mini repertoire, definitely set this party on right.
Yes, she will. I definitely will. You know, I told her. I told her to drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. D.U. is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhyme. She got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak. So you about to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight. Me and you gon' get right.
On my hands and wrists while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messing with Kyle, man, and Twist. When I shot and I be sipping in the seat, piss on my Ravine while I smoke a beat. You can't fit with me, put it on the G. And now it's come with me and sip on some Evelyn champagne. You ain't no two stick of rocking like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still moving, so I pop a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat. Dipping through the streets, popping up a beat. And I got the heat, roll a 23. And I do it my earth in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in a daze, remains, fulfilling out with every temptation. Slow jamming, having deep sex. You ready for the world, girl? Come and go with me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't say no to me. And let me know to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I'm sitting in jealousy. And when I come over and binge, be bopping to the pentagram. I done hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spit it like a sovereign beat. Come to the club with me. And with some Luther, come on, I hope you feel me. You still be in love with me. Shine on. Let's get the party.
vision is me. So here we go from the one, the two, until the three.
And then you can try fading down your music a little bit, or you can pause it, or you can do whatever.
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to move out of the room because otherwise it's a weird echoey effect. But if you want to say something into the mic.
Hello, I have somebody on air right now.
Hey, so right now we're both having this conversation on air. So whoever's listening to the radio can hear us talking on air.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you enjoying being trained at the radio station?
It's really nice. I was kind of confused yesterday, but I'm learning a lot more, so this is really nice.
Yeah, I definitely think practicing, like, helps. Like, I feel like it's super hard to do it until you, like, practice.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've mastered picking up a phone and now putting me on air. I'm coming back into the studio.
Okay.
And then when you're done with me, you're like, I don't want to talk to this, like, crazy person anymore. Like, you could now take me off air, so you just do the, yeah.
You just hit
that, that down.
And turn me off. And you can do the same thing with your mic, because you're on air right now.
And if you're all YMP. BTP, congratulations. I know I got the skills to make you trip. R. Kelly's flipping tracks, so grab a hold and don't you slip. The negative your nation, that's just to make you stand dip. So raise your hands if you're sure. Are you a young nation? Conversation. Hey, it's okay. Here I come, so make way. I'm the young nation, and your nation is me. So here we go, from the one, the two, into the three.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, Toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Thank you.
teens, people in us magazines. Tell me who'd I do that for? Who? I should have been sad. Heaven knows. From the stupid, freaking things that you do. Stupid, I should have skipped the sad. Who knows? Just take it all as a sign that we're through. Oh, come on.
Yeah! reflections of your light, my love.
Now I'm currently spinning some ABBA. I will be here for the next hour as well, but we're currently spinning some ABBA from the vinyl, from the record players. We got some sick, you know, turntables in the studio. Do you want to talk real quick? I can put you on. All right, Brooklyn and I are back in the studio. I was training somebody. Well, I guess I was here in the studio, but I was training somebody earlier, but now it's just back to us two and some ABBA that got playing on the turntables. Yeah, I'll probably turn off the turntables in a little bit and go back to my aux, which is less creative. Unless you want, is there anything you want, like music wise?
Nah, I don't have any. I'm open. I pretty much like all music unless it's country.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I disagree with that sentiment.
Oh no,
I think that there's some good country music for sure.
I'm sure there is. I mean, like, what's her name? Casey Musgraves.
Oh, yeah.
I know a few. Most of my playlists are just other people's playlists that I've copied from Spotify onto Apple Music, like my friends' playlists.
Yeah.
So like some of those, a decent amount of those have like Casey Musgraves songs, which are not bad. So I can't say, I guess, that I hate all country music ever.
No.
But like,
I'll say
usually,
it though. I think I'm gonna switch back to my.
Usually I don't prefer it, and I also will say. Last year, my sophomore year, my dorm was right next to the baseball field. And on the weekends, like, my window would, like, face out towards that. It was, like, right next to a parking lot, which was right next to the baseball field. And on the weekends, they would blast country music at, like, I don't know, 9 a.m. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. Like, I probably just stayed up late. I don't want to be hearing... country. It was like bad country. It wasn't like good country. It was like we're American country kind of music. And
I'm gonna do a little video
of me speaking.
You don't have to. Just keep talking.
But that's basically it. Basically, they played this country music, and it was just not a good way to wake up in the morning. I would not recommend country music as your wake up song.
Fair.
Yeah.
But how is your living now?
Now my living is a lot better. I'm living off campus. For context, for anyone listening, I don't go to Tufts. I go to Washington University in St. Louis. The walls are a lot more soundproof. I still sometimes will hear construction or something like that on the street. But